Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Circumcision is the surgical removal of the foreskin from the penis of your male baby. It is usually done within the first few days of birth. At birth, the penis has a protective sleeve of tissue called the foreskin. The foreskin can usually be pulled back to expose the glands of the penis by puberty. The caregiver will place a device over the glands. This device will protect the penis, allowing the foreskin to be safely removed.
God damn it, we're back. We're back. Emergency episode of Ross Patterson Uncirked. Putting the skin back on my motherfucking dong today. Why? Why is this an emergency episode? Why do they drag me back? I'm busy, damn it. Running a media company, running a seltzer company. I get dragged back into this today. You know why? Because Joe Biden hates black people. He hates black people. Hates their skin, I guess. Hates the way they smell. I'm not sure. But little by little, he's taking away everything they love. They fucking love, dude. Sometimes the stereotypes are true. Nothing we can do about it. White stereotypes are true. I can't fucking dance. I could barely dunk a basketball. I'm 6'3", for Christ's sakes. I should be able to two-hand it, reverse it, flip it up and twerk it. What was the rest of the Missy Elliott song? Joel's with me today here in the darkness.
Yeah.
What was the Missy Elliott song, Joel?
I don't know that song.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it worth it? Let me work it. Flip it a thing and reverse. They're going to cancel her, too. Joe Biden hates black people. Sound the alarms. Okay? Red Lobster is filed for Chapter 11.
No.
Yeah. Red Lobster. The best seafood restaurant in the United States, nay, world, is filing for bankruptcy. What's that going to do to black America? All right? That's what I'm worried about. And I know you're thinking, hey, Ross, white people go there too. They're going to be disappointed. Sure. Sure they are. Poor whites. That's poor whites are going to be disappointed. Not rich whites. Poor whites are going to be disappointed. I know, because we were poor growing up, dude. And we went to Red Lobster, Langostino Rojo, as a child. And when we went there, I was a king. I was a little prince, dude. I would get my own lobster tail, and I felt like, God damn it, we're doing shit. We're making it. Dad had his own business in the basement. Business got big enough. It went from the basement to the garage. Moving on up, going to Red Lobster. Grab a bib, Ross. We're taking you down to Red Lobster tonight. Endless fucking Cheddar Bay biscuits for you, young king. A little Caesar salad for you? Yeah. Wash it down with a little Caesar. Get some lettuce inside that tiny little body of you before you fill up with lobster tails. You can get shrimp your way. All right? Who's still doing shrimp your way? A lot of people are serving shrimp their own way. They're not serving it your way, though. Get it however you want. You get that scampi dunk. Oh, you want that shrimp scampi? Look at you. You fancy. You got that scampi dunk. Drenched, soaked in fucking garlic butter. You needed to wear some goddamn waders to get into that little dish because that garlic butter was rising. That fucking garlic butter tide was rising, dude. Holy shit. Sometimes you could barely get to the goddamn shrimp. There was so much garlic butter in there. And goddamn it, it wasn't the best. Now, did you reek for 2 weeks after that? You sure did. You're sweating it out. That garlic butter was coming through every fucking pore and orifice you have for the next 2 weeks. But motherfucker, was it good, dude. And then you bang that with the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which also have garlic in it. I'm a king. I'm a king, and you will fucking bow to me. What a fucking feast, man. I mean, that's what it was like for King Henry VIII and all those other fucking guys from the Tudors. I don't know what fucking kings those were. Pick a number. Add a stick to a V, or subtract it, or however the fuck you do it over there. Those are the kings that were dying from gout. Why? Because they were eating crab legs. They were lobster tails. They were eating shrimps all goddamn day long. That's what Red Lobster gave you. Shrimp your way. You want it on the fucking Barbie? Cool, man. You got some friends in from Australia? We'll give it to you on the Barbie. It's shrimp your way, not ours. Is that how you want it? We'll give it to you like that. You want the scampi? Great. You want it on the fucking Barbie? Even better. Do you want it grilled? You want to feel like you're on a diet? Maybe you're eating healthy? We'll give you a little bit of rice pilaf. And grill it up, dude. You can mix it in there and feel like you got a healthy meal. Go back to the cubicle for the rest of the day, you fuck. We'll make you feel healthy all day long. You can get it your way. You want shrimp cocktail? Great. Great. Drench that shit in cocktail sauce, dude, and just lick all the fingertips afterwards because it's your way. Not the government's way. Not Joe Biden's way. The shrimp is your way. Because God damn it, you work hard, you deserve it your way. That's how Burger King was. Shit, they built a whole goddamn theme out of a restaurant. Have it your way. not somebody else's. We're already doing that on a daily fucking basis. You think Joel wants to be here? Not a fucking prayer. But he has to be because that's his job. That's his job. He's got to be here. He can't have it his way today because he's at his job. Shit, if he had it his way today, Spread Eagle Jack in his own fucking ghost bed, all oiled up, dude. Can't get Pornhub here in Texas anymore, but he can get X videos. He can get X hamster videos, dude, with some real weird shit. Talking about girls with bare feet stomping on live mouses, jacking off to it. As soon as that fucking mouse squirts out between the toes and dies. And that's where Joel would rather be today.
You know me so well.
I do. But instead, he's here. Red Lobster was the only place that you can go to escape and feel like, yeah, I'm getting it my way. Fuck these people. Now, was the waitstaff treated like shit because of it? They sure were. They sure were every single time because you know what? People were asking for the shrimp their way. And God forbid you fuck that up. Because that was the 90 minutes out of their day where they were like, you know what, man? I feel like I'm rich. I feel like I'm fucking royalty. I feel like I could be on Richard Branson's yacht right now. I'm getting shit my way. I'm getting the shrimp my way. I'm having shrimp, for Christ's sakes. Usually, you're getting a fucking spicy McChicken sandwich off the dollar menu. That's not all jacked up, Joe Biden, to $2.19. I got that son of a bitch last night with tax, Joe? $2.76? Come on, bruh. Jesus Christ, what's next? Take off the mayo on the fucking sandwich and have me just jack off all over it to recreate it? Are we getting there? Is inflation getting that bad, Joe? That's the next step? But you took away Red Lobster, dude. Let's go through some of the hits today, Red Lobster. The shrimp your way. God damn it. I mean, it's amazing. I'm looking at it here. You can right now, because it's still open, by the way. It didn't shut down. They're, you know, try to figure this out. It'll probably shut down in a year. Go there if you can. Take your family. Hug your loved ones while you're there. Hold them tight. Because you don't know if you'll ever be able to take them back to a meal like that again. Right now, the new Shrimp Your Way is a choose four bundle. Motherfucker. You're lucky if you get to choose one thing in this life. Just one thing that you want to do on a daily basis. And they're letting you choose four? Fucking cuatro? From my Mexicano friends, dude. What do we got here? You're choosing from classic favorites. And new flavors, dude. That includes one side, two drinks, and a half dozen Cheddar Bay biscuits. What? Six? You give me six biscuits? God damn, dude. God, don't tease me, Daddy. Don't tease me. Put it all the way in. You're giving me six fucking biscuits there? Yeah, so you can get that popcorn shrimp. What's up? Wherever you are right now, just cup your ear. Just put your hand around your fucking ear right now. You can hear it. You can hear it coming out of that fucking oil fryer, can't you? It was popping. That popcorn shrimp is popping in the background. Fuck, that first bite into, it's going to explode in your mouth, and you're going to burn like the fucking Two-Face guy in the Batman movie. Who is it, Harvey?
Harvey Dent, yeah.
Harvey Dent, dude. Half your face is going to melt off because as soon as you bite in, all that shit sprays out in your mouth. Teeth start melting. It's like the end of fucking Breaking Bad when we lost the black dude in that. Oh, shit, dude. God damn it. Another black guy. Why is it always the black? Why is it black people that we're getting fucked over? They went through enough in the 1800s, and now we're going to fast forward 200 years. Oh, we've got equality. Civil Rights Act, 1964. No. Pulling menthol cigarettes off the fucking shelves, and now Red Lobster? Choose four, the choose four bundle is now fucking gone. Where else are you gonna get that? You can also get the new shrimp your way. Choose three if you want. Let's say you're on a diet, okay? Say you're trying to shed a few pounds, you know, shed some of that baby weight on the treadmill. I'll just choose three. I'll just have three. Just give me three instead. I'm trying out some stuff, and I'm trying to. I just had a baby. I'm trying to lose some weight. Just give me three my way, okay? Four sounds just like I'm fucking gorging myself, you know? Four sounds like I'm in a goddamn Black Mirror episode. That's too much food. I think I might die on that. But three's good. Three's good today, just so I can shake off just the extra LBs from the baby. How's Ashley doing? Ashley's doing great. A-S-H, obviously L-E-I-G-H on Ashley there. You can have a three. You can go two ways. Okay, let's say you're a skinny white wannabe rapper with a huge dick. All right? And you're like, yo, man, I got to stay in shape. I got competition coming. I'll just take two. You know, it's like, all right. I mean, you're white, but yeah, you can get two. You can get two to go. And that's all nice. And then the family meals, dude. God, I hate to say this, man. I hate to say it. Friend Dan Holloway says this all the time on Drinking Bros. They're trying to destroy our families. The government and Joe Biden are trying to destroy our fucking families. Now you want to get rid of the family meal? I mean, they got the create your own family feast up in that motherfucker. The new family snow crab meal deal. 3 pounds of snow crab prepared once again for the back row. Your way. Your way, guys. Okay? They're not doing this for themselves. Red Lobster was never in it for the fucking money. They were there for you. And the government wants to take that away from you. It's gone, dude. It's fucking gone. The ultimate family feast? Holy shit. That's when your dad got a raise. He was like, nah, I don't need to see that. Save that menu. I don't need to see it. You can take the menu back. Why, sir? You don't want to look at the menu? You've got your whole family here. I know I do. I just got a raise today. So give me that ultimate family feast. Whoa. I mean, that's when you fucking step back. As a kid, I looked around the restaurant. I was like, God damn, are we about to steal? Are we stealing something? Are we going to dine and dash on this motherfucker? Can you? Nope. Got a raise, brother. We're getting that ultimate family feast. Let's fucking go. What's in it? Well, you got that tender Maine lobster tail. Two of them, dude. You're getting two fucking lobster tails, snow crab legs. Oh, don't mind if I do. Garlic shrimp scampi that I talked about from before. And the Walt's favorite shrimp. I've never met Walt, all right? All I know about Walt is he was a hell of a shrimp and boat captain. Was he as good as Forrest Gump? Probably not. Probably the best captain we've ever had in the shrimp and boat industry. But Walt's up there, all right?
Wait, how did you know he's a shrimp and boat captain?
Who? Walt? His picture's on the goddamn wall. You go in there and they've got those little carved out heads, those little cigar heads carved out. He's got the winky eye and the you know, the winky, you know? Like he's seen some shit. Like at one point he was out in the ocean and pulled up a fish that was so big and so foreign that no one had ever seen it. He was lonely and he probably just fucked it. He probably just had sex with it because he was just like, man, I got to give this a run here. I haven't had a woman in fucking... I've been out on this boat for 8 months chasing that endless shrimp, you know?
That's how mermaids were made.
Sure is. Sure is. So if you like the Little Mermaid, well, you got Walt and Red Lobster to thank for that. And you got Joe Biden for canceling it. And hey, Joel... Hate to bring this all the way back around to a full conspiracy episode here. What color? What race was the last Little Mermaid?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Black. And that was the one where they're like, well, shit, dude, that's it.
How'd that movie do?
Not well. Not well. Turns out Chinese are just as racist as Americans. And they hated it, too. Made $4 million over there. So now this entire meal, you might think to yourself, it's too much. There can't be more. There is. If you're in your car, take off your seatbelt and re-fucking buckle it, dude, because we're about to go on this journey together. Served with lemon, fresh lemon. 4 slices, dude. Four fucking slices of fresh lemon. Melted butter, cocktail sauce, 2 family-style sides, your choice, not theirs. Because they're working for you today. Put those dogs up on the table while you eat, all right? You've had a long day at work. You're getting shrimp your way. You're getting all the fucking sides your way. Relax. Take your shoes off. Put your bare feet on the table at Red Lobster while you eat. Yes, I've seen that in real life. Two family style sides, 8 Cheddar Bay biscuits. So you went up to an ocho. You went up from Sace to a full ocho there in this meal. And for me, you know, it was mom, dad, only child there. So, yeah, dude, they would kick me back a third. Like, I would get the third biscuit. I would get the extra biscuit out of it.
Nice.
My mom and dad were like, enjoy yourself. This is what life's all about. We work for our kids. And I didn't know that until I was a father myself. And I was like, yeah, man, I kicked down the extra rolls to my kids. Do I want to? No. Do I get any satisfaction or joy when they take one bite and then just throw it on the fucking ground? 5 years old because they don't know any better? Sure don't. But I'm not going to eat the goddamn thing. Rolling around in dog hair, whatever else is on the fucking floor. Feces sometimes. A little bit of shit comes out of the youngest diaper. Kicks over on the floor. I'm not risking that. I'm not risking a little pink eye, dude, before I go back to the J-O-B on Monday. Now, this meal serves 4. And I'm going to say comfortably. Okay? So last time I had it was 3 of us. It does serve 4. I was a bigger child. I was taller. And I was able to eat it for 4. So there was the plates were cleaned by the end of it. And then, you know, if there was an extra roll to be had, obviously I'd wrap that up in a napkin and take it out with me. And then, look, if you were super rich, and I hate to even say what this meal is. If you were super rich, hate to do this to you, Walt. This is the Admiral's family feast. He wasn't a captain. He was a fucking admiral, dude, of this ship. Now, obviously, they had to put Walt in here, so they are throwing you some Walt's favorite shrimp of like, all right, look, Walt wasn't demoted. You know, we had our beef in the past. Man, he tried to fuck my wife, Walt did, but, you know, it's like brothers. I love them, and I kind of... So they're going to give you some Walt's favorite shrimp to start. And then the bay scallops. Now we're getting pricey. Scallops are pricey. Okay? They've also got to be cooked very delicately. You undercook it, AIDS. HIV immediately. You get that right at the table and they bring over a kit. And they test you for HIV and they're like, I'm sorry, sir, you're positive and you're going to have to leave the restaurant. You're HIV positive now and you've got to get the fuck out of here. Okay? Somebody undercooked the scallops. I'm sorry. Just file a lawsuit or whatever, and then we'll kind of deal with it later. But if you could just leave the restaurant because you've got HIV. Otherwise, we're going to have to put rubber gloves on the entire staff to serve shit. We don't want to do that. We certainly don't want to go back to mask. Can you please just take your HIV and fucking leave? Get it. And again, that'll go back to Forrest Gump. Because Jenny, she had HIV, tried to fucking... Oh, now you're a billionaire shrimp, Captain. Cool, man. You want to get married? Take care of my kid? Who's probably also got AIDS. They never said that story, and I'm assuming that's why they had a sequel. Kid had AIDS, Forrest had AIDS, they both fucking died together. I don't want to see that shit. They ended it properly. Best picture, Joel. And one movie of the year, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
No need for a sequel on that, whether you see them both die of HIV. Or was the sequel Philadelphia? And then they're kind of putting that back in. Holy shit. Did Forrest go and have an undercooked scallop at Red Lobster, get HIV? With Jenny, and then boom, Philadelphia is all about that, and we just don't know.
Could be.
I hope that's something we find out. Like, I hope they redo inside the actor's studio, and Tom Hanks is just like, look, man, you thought I was a fucking pedophile all these years? You know? You look at my Instagram account, it looks like a pedophile's account. There's been rumors of it for sure. Nobody fucking knows. And he goes, nah, it wasn't it. The real secret, though, in my career is that I did, Philadelphia was made because of Forrest Gump. I got HIV from Jenny, and then I fucking died and hired Denzel. That would be rad. Now I'm going to go back to this Admiral's family feast here. Clam strips. All right. Look, it's not all positive at Red Lobster. Even though the HIV is, this isn't positive here. I don't recommend clam strips anywhere. Like, at all. Unless it's in the bedroom. Okay, if you're hooking up with somebody, foreign or domestic, I don't care which one it is, and you see a nice set of clam strips, awesome, man. It's a reason to get amped, but you're not swallowing those, all right? You might be licking them a little bit, putting some garlic butter on them. That's all fine, but you're not swallowing those and then having to deal with the aftermath. I've had real bad experiences with clam strips. I can't go back. I want to say it's been 20, 22 years since I've had clam strips at this point, and I'm 34 years old.
Damn.
I'm 34. So 12 years old was the last time I had that, dude. You're sneezing all over yourself. You've had the clam strips, Joel.
Clam strips just sounds gross to me.
It is. It is. And they're fried, too. Yeah. You know what it tastes like? I've had alligator as a child. I had fried alligator in Chattanooga, Tennessee at Riverbend Festival as a child. And that's what clam strips taste like. It's got a rubbery texture to it where you're like, man, is this even fucking meat? Should I be eating this? Answer's no to both, all right? Answer's no to both. Maybe pull that off, Admiral. You know, for the last year, I don't know how long you guys are in business there, but just pull that off the menu because the meal is so great. That's just kind of muddying it a little bit. It's kind of dirtying it up a little bit. The trick is just say, hey, replace the clam strips with more scallops. See if they'll go for that because it's a higher up option. If not, then boom, just ask for an extra scampi on there. They'll usually swap that out for you. That's how many times I've been there. Wild caught flounder is also a part of this. Wild caught flounder. How do they know it's wild? Because they fucking pay for it, okay? They go out full HD, 1080p fucking video footage. They'll go out to the streams and then watch them pull the fucking flounder right out. There's a guy that stands on the side from corporate. And his whole job, this is all he does. This is all he's paid to do. He looks down at the guy, let's call him Jim, the fisherman. Hey, Jim! Is it wild? Jim will look up and be like, it's wild, sir. Bag it up. It's going to the Admiral's family feast. All right? We're putting it in there. Now, if it was tamed, wouldn't be the same experience. Wouldn't have the same flavor in it if it was tamed. Flounder. I don't want a tame flounder, you know? I don't want them living in, what's that movie, Blackfish, the documentary where they're kind of all swimming together and people are whipping them, you know, teaching them to do tricks and all that shit. I don't want any tame flounder. I want some wild caught flounder. Ooh, that shit's wild. That's wild as fuck. That's what I want, and that's part of the Admiral's family feast, and it's good. And in case somebody in your party, yes, is trying to shed some of the baby weight, kick her back the flounder with the rice peel off, and then you're all good over there. Also, all the menu items that I just mentioned are all cooked to a crisp golden brown. And it says it right in there. A crisp golden brown. In case you were wondering, you're like, man, how's this going to come out? Like a raw, do I have to ask this for kind of medium, medium well, maybe well done? Tell them to actually, you know, put some burn marks on it. Don't worry about it. It's crisp. It's fucking crisp. It's a golden brown and it's crisp. Now, all of this is served with cocktail and tartar sauces, two family style sides, and eight Cheddar Bay biscuits again. Woo! Not going above the ocho, are they? You get to 10? What kind of fucking meal is that, bro? God damn. They've also got the game day bundle, which is new and fun. I like games. Do you? Big fan of the WNBA now that Caitlin Clark is there. Got my jersey yesterday. Super amped to watch her play for the Indiana Fever. What am I going to do opening night? I go to Red Lobster, get the game day bundle. That's served with your choice of platter. Again, hate to keep emphasizing this, but it's your choice. Not theirs. It's your fucking choice over there. 12 Cheddar Bay biscuits. God. I feel like I'm at a black church. They forgot to turn the AC on. Holy shit, dude. I'm about to pass out. 12 Cheddar Bay biscuits. 6 chocolate brownies. I didn't know they made brownies, Joel. And then you get your choice of any 6 Pepsi beverages.
6 Pepsis.
6 Pepsis, bro. Or whatever is in the Pepsi family. Mm-hmm. I think that's Dr. Pepper's in that family. Fanta might be in that family. There's a lot of family members there. The old Pepsi family there. But my God, man, what a fucking deal. What a deal. Next up, Linguini Alfredo family meal. Fuck you. A goosha. And that's for the Italians out there. All right. Let's say, yeah, There's a white family in there, and they're Italians. You know what they're getting? They're getting the linguine Alfredo family meal. It's a family-sized portion of linguine Alfredo. With your choice of shrimp or Cajun chicken. Cajun chicken doesn't even go with that fucking bullshit, dude. But they're giving you the choice. They're saying, hey, how you feeling today, Frank? Because that's a nice, you know, good old-fashioned Italian father name, Frank. Frank Linguini. Hey, Frank, how you feeling today? I've been better, you know. Working on the docks all day, a little sore. Brought my family out to Red Lobster, you know. Just trying to get to Linguini Alfredo family meal. I get it, Frank. I get it, bro. So with that, man, you probably feel like ending your life every day working on that fucking dock. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, you know. As soon as that life insurance kicks in, I can blow my fucking brains out and give something to my kids for once, you know. Ah, no, Frank. I know. But what if you didn't have to pull the trigger on that gun, Frank? What if you didn't have to fucking pull the trigger and blow your brains out for your family to get some money? Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Explain it to me. What do you mean I wouldn't have to pull the trigger and blow my fucking brains out? Well, you order that Cajun chicken, okay? That'll put it right there. Are you trying to serve me Cajun chicken with linguine Alfredo? That's fucking sacrilege! Whoa, don't kill the messenger, Frank, okay? But if you want to live on the edge, maybe get a little salmonella and off yourself that way, the kids aren't going to know. And I don't know if that insurance policy is going to let you pull the fucking trig and blow your brains out all over the goddamn street. Instead, take a risk and get the Cajun chicken. There's a 98% chance you're going to die from that, okay? Coroner's not going to say anything. Salmonella, you're fucking dead. And it's just like, oh, man. The only thing that people are going to wonder is why the Italian guy ordered Cajun chicken with fucking linguine. That mystery will go on forever. That's not going to end up on Dateline. You know what will? You blowing your brains out right after you get a fucking insurance policy. Tune into Crime Corner if you want to hear that shit. Yeah. Okay? That's also served with 8 Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now, they took it down a little bit. You're not going to get the whole family of Pepsi beverages there. Sorry. I'm sorry, they took that off, okay? The pasta's expensive. It's a little more expensive, so you gotta shed something. I understand it. If you want to treat yourself, get yourself a whalebone. That's a yard. Kind of fill that up with a daiquiri or whatever you want. Ask the bartender there. That's Red Lobster. And then there's what I call the big thrill, the showstopper, if you will. Something that makes the whole restaurant gasp and clutch their pearls. Oh, what? Who ordered that? And that's the Bay Harbor Lobster Bake Family Meal. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me shake this out, dude. Let me shake this out before I get into it. That's a petite, very petite, a thin, a skinny, a Taylor Swift petite Maine lobster. Two tails. What? Lobsters aren't born with two tails. They've killed two and just given you the extra tail. Congratulations. And those are petite, okay? Real skinny petite ones so that you can still fill up on the goddamn Cheddar Bay biscuits over there. Now, those are coming with shrimp, bay scallops, boom, again, re-rack. Playing another game of pool over here with those fucking scallops. Mussels. Haven't gotten to the mussels yet. They're delightful. Still want to get those in the garlic butter, by the way. And fresh tomatoes. Oh, shit. It's tough getting fresh tomatoes these days. Not for Red Lobster. Go out of your way. Order the Bar Harbor Lobster Bake Family Meal. That's served over linguine, which still works. Okay? Seafood over linguine. Chef's kiss. Okay? Chef's kiss. That all works. Cajun fucking chicken? No, that's when Frank fucking kills himself, okay? This you can serve over linguine in a garlic and a white wine broth. Oh, that fucking broth, dude. Includes 8 Cheddar Bay biscuits and serves 4. Now, let's say a guy like Joel's on vacation, all right? Let's say he's kicked back. His wife is finally over here. After the sex traffic ring got broken up and everything else, all those cases are solved. Joel, I don't know why she's not here. I'm speculating at this point, kind of leading towards sex trafficking with like, you know, an Andrew Tate type stitch. It's fine. Now, with that, a guy like Joel still wants to have some pina coladas and kind of run around the beach and kind of hang out down there. Yes, there's plenty of red lobsters down by the beach in Florida. I've been to quite a few in my life. This is the Parrot Isle Jumbo. Coconut, shrimp, platter, go fuck your mother and your father in front of your dead grandfather. God damn it, dude. Best in the biz. Never in my life have I had better coconut shrimp than I've had at Red Lobster. Gone. Gone. Joe, thanks, Joe Biden. Thanks, Brandon. You fuck. Can't have that anymore. Now, this is hand-dipped, by the way. It's tossed as well in a flaky coconut and fried golden brown, served with pina colada sauce. Boom! You're getting fucked up, too, dude. Not only are you having coconut shrimp, you're also getting a little rum in that belly, you know? You're going home like a full Johnny Depp, right around age 52. You know, marrying a younger girl, full belly, living off your wealth. You got that wealth belly. Come home, have a nice glass of red, and then your fucking wife shits the bed. That's how good this fucking meal is, dude. Gone. Nobody's going to get to experience this ever again. And that makes me sad. America's dead at this point. We need a new Francis Scott Key. A new Betsy Ross. Sew another fucking flag, because this one ain't it. Betsy, sew a fucking asshole on there. Because we're all getting fucked in this country right now. Red Lobster being gone. Cools are going to be gone soon. Jewels. Any form of menthol Jewel is going to be gone. And at the bottom here, bottom of the menu, once again, they're throwing a bone to your old fave. I'm going to take a fucking drink for him. Cheers, Walt. Walt's favorite shrimp platter. No, you can't have this your way. This is Walt's way, okay? The Admiral fucked Walt's wife. I got to throw him a bone. Best shrimp and boat captain besides Bubba Gump. I already told you that. It's already been established. You gotta give him a signature menu item at the bottom here. Walt's favorite shrimp platter. How many hours in a day, Joel?
24, sir.
Sure are. How many shrimps are hand-breaded, butterfly, and lightly fried?
24?
Sure are. 20 fucking four, dude. One for every hour in the goddamn day. That's Walt's favorite shrimp platter. Walt doesn't sleep. Been out in the ocean for fucking 80 years. Looking for your faves at the bottom of the fucking Atlantic, dude. Shrimps. Shrimps up there. And obviously, it's just served with cocktail sauce. Nothing else. Because that's Walt's way. Shit. Walt doesn't have time to sit down and eat Cheddar Bay biscuits, drink six fucking Pepsis. He's got to go back and look for more shrimp. So what does he do? He loads up once a day. 24 shrimps, cocktail sauce, that's it. Fuck off. I got to go back to getting more shrimp for the people. I don't have time to tuck my napkin inside my fucking shirt, kick my dogs up on the table, and have a full Admiral's feast like that piece of shit. Nah, I gotta go back to work while he looks down on me from high up above, as he was fucking Judy for 13 years behind my boat. Behind my fucking boat. Now, the last ones are kind of fun and flirty. They threw these in for kids. If you're rolling around with kids, you know, 8 to 10 kids after a soccer game. Let's say you guys just won a soccer game, and you kind of want to impress, you know, all the other families. Hey, let's go celebrate. I'll take you to Red Lobster. It's on me. Oh, shit. Everybody flips out. Oh, shit. Starts tucking back their hair, licking their eyebrows down, making sure they look prim and proper. You know, you take us to Red Lobster? I am. I'll go ahead and order for the kids. Great. What are you going to get? What are you going to get for the kids after the game? I'm going to get that crunchy popcorn shrimp platter. You know, that's just some bite-sized shrimp fried until golden brown. The word until is in the menu, by the way. It's until. Because they wait. They're not gonna risk it on kids. They don't want to kill a bunch of kids. This isn't Sierra Leone. These kids aren't out looking for fucking blood diamonds, for Christ's sakes. They're just looking for some crunchy popcorn shrimp. That's all they're looking for. Fried until it's golden brown. Just until it's golden brown, and then they'll pull that out. They don't want to scare the fucking kids. God forbid they burn it and they have a negative experience on it, or it's undercooked. You don't want to do that to kids. So they'll fry it until it's ready, until it's a golden brown, and they'll pull it right out and give it to your kids. And that's served with cocktail sauce. Now, Pepsis aren't included in all that, and that's simply because, again, it's children, and then you guys ask the other parents, are they allowed to have the Fanta, are they not, are they sugar, are they lactose intolerant, is it gluten-free, whatever the fuck it is, like, you can let them have their own conversation with their child, order their own drinks on their own, and then just kind of add that to the meal. It's not booze, so it's not going to jack up the price that bad, and you're fine on that, but it's perfect for a soccer team or something like that right after a 3-2 victory. Last but not least, this is thrown together. Not real happy about it. Don't want to recommend it to everybody, but I have to name it off because we are losing it. And, you know, one of these listeners out there, this might be your favorite. If it is, I want to apologize in advance. I don't mean to pull my pants down and shit all over you and your family and your hopes and dreams and all that stuff. I do want to acknowledge that this meal exists. It is just not my meal or something that I would serve my family. And this is the new fish fry family meal. Okay, because this is for the family. And it's crispy, wild-caught flounder served with sea-salted fries, coleslaw, and then 8 Cheddar Bay biscuits in there. Whenever they do the crispy wild flounder over there, not great. Not great. I don't know what it is about the fish itself or when they debone it. Is it called descaling or deboning? I like deboning a lot, Joel.
Deboning.
Is it deboning?
Yeah, for sure.
So when they debone this motherfucker... you're going to get pockets of fucking hot grease within there. And as soon as you dip it and rip it in the back of your mouth, again, we talked about the burns and all that other shit earlier. Like, that's gonna be awful. Also, that grease, once it gets down in your belly, you are shitting through a screen door in less than an hour. I mean, it is going to be an absolute fucking paint job on that porcelain, dude, if you get a pocket full of this grease in there. I know, because I've tried. And it's bad. It's fucking bad. It's one of those shits that it squirts out the back and goes upward to the top of the rim. Kind of the top of the bowl. If you guys have been to the Grand Canyon up there, you know, if you kind of look over the edge, like, oh my God, it's right there. It's like the crust of the top right there. You're not going to fall in, but it's right at the top where you're like, man, I feel kind of super close to this. It's that top of the bowl toilet where it's just going to squirt backwards. It doesn't matter how many times you flush it. The water doesn't go that high. You're going to have to take some toilet paper, roll that around your hand, and then hand wipe that down yourself to get rid of it because it's just too fucking high up there in the porcelain. And it's going to be multiple sprays out of that. Because what that grease does when it gets into your system is it clears out everything. Okay? Everything. If you had a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle from McDonald's 2 years ago, and part of that is still stuck in one of your larger intestines, that'll blow that right out the back. The stink on something like that is going to haunt your dreams. It's one of those shits that you actually have to go out in the front yard and burn all your clothes. Because it doesn't matter how many times you wash them, that stink is never going to get out of there. And whatever you were wearing, you'll remember the rest of your life where you're like, oh, fuck. I was wearing that Drinking Bros flannel, and I had that violent, nasty... fucking wild caught flounder, crispy shit in the toilet, and it's in my clothes, and I can't get rid of it. You can't run far enough away from it. It's fucking gone, and then you don't want to wear that outfit anymore. And that's what gets expensive. All right, talked about the inflation at the top of the show. This is when it really gets expensive, boys and girls. When you have to throw out all your clothes after eating at a Red Lobster, avoid this meal at all costs. Okay, if there is somebody that likes it, I'm sorry, you know, go with God, Allah Akbar, whatever people are saying these days. I do want to apologize if I have offended you and your family, because it is a family meal and all that other shit. Now, special-wise here, yeah. Son of a bitch. I'm always surprised at their ingenuity You know, it's kind of like looking at a new Tesla for the first time, where you're like, yeah, this is, I've never seen a design like this. How are you doing this? How are you fucking doing this, dude? How are you doing this, Red Lobster? Is that another, just another new item that's on their specials right now? Buy one, take one. Buy one, take one. Hey, guess what? You're poor. We are. We are. We're all fucking poor. We're all poor at some point, right? We've all thought about stealing food. Maybe we have Dine and Dash and we got the fuck out of there. This is buy one and then take one. So let's say you're on a fucking date and you're like, hey, look, I love you. We're going to go home and have some crazy sex. This is going to be great. I can only afford one of these dishes, right? But you don't want to get arrested. You also don't want to tell her. You want her to feel part of the excitement and everything else. So you're like, you know what we're going to do here tonight, sweetie? We're going to buy one and then take one, okay? We're going to buy one of these and we're going to take one of these meals and get the fuck out of here. How about that? Let's do it. Oh, my God. That sounds crazy, Ross. Why would we? We're going to get caught. You're going to get arrested. I don't know what's happening. We're going to buy one and then take one and get the fuck out of here, okay? You in? Yeah, I'm fucking in. And then later on that night, dude, she changed you up, starts fucking ramming things in your asshole, and you're open to a new experience and everything else. If you didn't buy one and then take one, you might never have that. You might never have that. Now, what is it? What is it really? What is it? If you're not taking some first date out and having some crazy night sex, what is a real buy one, take one? It's when you buy an entree, and then you take home a linguine Alfredo and a Caesar salad for $6. Bravo, Red Lobster. Bravo. Buy one, take one. Taking home that linguine. Don't eat it at the table. Don't eat that linguine at the fucking table. Take it home, dude. Take it fucking home. You know what else they're giving you on that? Shh. Come closer, Brenda. You can upgrade your pasta or salad with grilled chicken or grilled shrimp $4 or $6 upgraded. So if she's nervous about taking one, I don't want to get caught. I don't want to take one. I tell you what, the one I buy will be for you. You're free and clear. Okay. I hear some sirens in the distance. I don't know if those police are going to come. I don't know if the police are going to come here and get us. So I'll buy yours. You won't go to prison. I'll take mine. All right. I'll take the fucking risk for tonight. This is our first date. I feel like it's going great. I feel like this could be something in the future. I'm going to buy yours, and I'm going to take mine, okay? I'm also going to upgrade you, right? I'm also going to get you that upgrade. What? Yeah. Look, I can't upgrade the one that I'm taking, obviously, in case I get arrested. Oh, my God, the fucking thief is taking food. He fucking upgraded his shit, and he took that, too. That could be an extra charge. I don't know how high the bill's going to be. There is laws, though, for felonies. Of how much you take, whatever it is. It might be $750. Obviously, you're not spending that here, but you never know. You never know. Sort of having 5 or 6 of those whale bones in the top before you get the buy one, take one. Who knows what that price is going to be jacked up to. But you upgrade her meal. Make her feel safe. Make her feel warm. Make her feel fucking comfortable. And then you take yours like a fucking thief in the night. You son of a bitch. You disgusting son of a bitch. You're getting anal tonight. And it's on you. It's your asshole that's getting ripped open, by the way. And then they got the daily deals, and those are just kind of pop-ins, you know, kind of a Monday through Sunday type sitch there. Dealer's choice at that point. You're going to have to walk in and figure that out for yourself. Now, in those new daily deals, you're going to crack open a new daily deal, and that's all day, by the way, Monday through Friday. They took Saturday and Sunday off of here. All right. Starting to see some cracks. Chinks in the armor here of why they're going down. You don't take Saturday and Sunday off, do you, Joel?
No.
You work. You work. God's working on Sunday. Red Lobster's open on Sunday. Shit, they're not giving you Saturday and Sunday here on the daily deal. That's not really daily, is it? That's 5 days out of the week. That's not daily. It's 5 out of 7.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
I don't like it, Joel. And that's available for dine-in to go. The Rapid Red curbside, which... obviously, if you have the app and then you have the fucking Red Lobster card, we've all got that, obviously. And then delivery via redlobster.com. They've got a new delivery service over there, Joel. Innovative.
Oh, can we get Red Lobster delivered right now?
We're going on Juneteenth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're actually going on Juneteenth. to celebrate Juneteenth. We're taking the whole fucking office to Red Lobster. This is true, by the way.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, this is actually true.
Hell yeah.
So Dan and I decided that roughly 48, 72 hours ago, somewhere in there, we're taking the whole office for Juneteenth to Red Lobster and celebrate one last time because Joe Biden hates black people. Also hates Juneteenth. And I know what you're thinking. He hired a black VP. He did that so he could fuck over the black community and then push her out in front. If there was a bus in the street, he'd throw her right under that goddamn thing. Son of a bitch. Now, look, I brought up the rewards card and the delivery system and everything else. You can catch some clawsome rewards there. Okay? See what they did, Joel? It's fucking clawsome, bro.
Clawsome.
Yeah, for the lobsters. They've got some clawsome deals, bro. Holy shit. So that's something where you join and then you earn, and then you're getting 10% off every reward. Dine in, and then you get 12 free Cheddar Bay biscuits rewards to go. And that's just kind of based on your point system, you know. It kind of like being in an arcade. You're just like, all right, do I cash in now and go for the little bear, or do I come back later and try to get the lava lamp? And, you know, you can kind of upgrade or whatever. Whew. Obviously, top of that chart is the 12 free Cheddar Bay biscuit reward biscuits to go there. And now it's all ruined. It's all fucking ruined. As far as the rest of their menu goes, you know, their drink specials aren't on here. Obviously, that's for legal reasons, because then you'd have to add, you know, are you 21? Would you like to look at the fucking drinks? It's all whale bones. I can tell you that. It's whale bone or bust if you're going to Red Lobster. Don't go in there and order a fucking G&T. Don't get a dirty martini. If you're having steak, yes, they do have steak. I know I didn't mention it today because it's classically known as a seafood restaurant. The steak is excellent. Once you throw it away and get a steak from someplace else, it is excellent over there. But you're not going to get red wine or something like that. You get a Chardonnay. Huh? Fun little Chardonnay. What's the footprint one? What's the little footprint one? What's the shittiest wine there is? What is that?
Oh.
Yeah, Barefoot.
Barefoot?
Barefoot. Grab yourself a glass of Barefoot, though. If you are going to start with the scampi, I'd highly recommend it. It's going to take the edge off some of that garlic butter sauce. And the Barefoot there is actually delightful. I believe it is a 2022 over there. The Barefoot is a 2022. Joel. So it's aged 2 years.
Wow.
In the basement. And then they bring that up, obviously, like a so, if you're watching on Patreon, boom, just kind of right over the wrist here. And it's like, oh, would you, garçon, can I have your finest bottle of Barefoot? Yes. Let me go down to the wine cellar. Let me grab the somm so he can come over to the table and we can pair up something together. Okay. We can find you a beautiful Barefoot that you wouldn't even imagine. What? You mean you've got something else that's white other than Chardonnay? Yes, we do. We've got Barefoot Pinot Gris down there in the cellar, and that's ready to go. Okay? Would you like me to have him bring it up? Oh, yes. Have the somm bring it up to my table, and let's describe the earthy, fruity tones in this goddamn thing. Before I pour it out and just have some laughs and kick back tonight. I think that's great. So, yes, you can get something like that. But, again, really want to lean into that whale bone. Can't go there enough. So, you're probably asking yourself, hey, Ross, what'd you get in your last whale bone? Excellent question, guys. Excellent question. This computer's not even on. Not even on. Excellent question, guys. What did I get my last whale bone? Well, I went real goddamn disgusting with it. True story. Strawberry daiquiri extra fucking rum. That's what I got in my whalebone. Floaters. Okay? I got a couple floaters in the top of that whalebone. Boom! Because it does come out of a machine and then they fill up the whalebone and all that other stuff. Not enough booze in that for me, so I pop a couple floaters in there to kick shit off and feel pretty fucking polite about my evening. And then that's usually where the demons come out. Okay. It's usually where the demons come out. At a certain point past the third whalebone, you're trying to roll up your sleeves and dig into the tank to grab your own lobster to go. Can't do that. Found out the hard way on that one. Holcomb Bridge Road in Atlanta, Georgia as a child. You can't just Jameis Winston that shit. You can't take the crab legs. You can't take the lobster right out of there. You can't do any of it. But as long as you stay within the soft boundaries and keep things your way in there, pretty much anything goes. And it's great. It's great for after churches, you know, if you're going after mass or something like that, a celebration, a proposal. I've seen a lot of proposals inside Red Lobster. And those are relationships that usually last months. Those are fantastic over there. Again, just people treating themselves to life's finer fucking things. And I love it. Now it's all gone. Now it's all gone. So what are we left with? Cat and D's barely exist anymore. Long Dong Silvers, love it. Doesn't really exist anymore. Also, when you go inside, you're sitting in a fucking yellow rubber booth. You know, there's that old fucking sea rope, that you know, the fucking captain's rope that's kind of wrapped around everything. Super fucking cheap. The food is delicious, though. I love Long Dong Silvers. I love it. And I'll fucking go out of my way to stop on the side of a highway if I ever see one. Last one I saw was in South Carolina on a drive back, and yes, I stopped and got it. And I treat myself there. I get the fucking chicken because it's crispy, and then the shrimp, and then also the fucking lobster in the little goddamn the little crab cake rolls, whatever the fuck those are called, hush puppies. Hush puppy. I get those as well, and I love that place. But I feel like I'm at a fast food restaurant. I don't feel like I'm having a fine dining experience where I'm going out for the evening and potentially meet my wife, you know, celebrates my grandfather at his retirement after 60 years, potentially going there after a funeral, you know, for a loved one that has died. I can't do that at Long John Silver's. I was doing it at Red Lobster, but I'm not anymore. And my grandmother passed away about 2 years ago now. Yeah, about 2 years ago. We had some people, some friends and family over at my house in North Carolina. She wanted to be cremated and have her ashes spread out to sea, which we did. So I rented this boat. We got, you know, 16, 18 people on this thing. Played some music. Joel, this isn't a laughing thing. That's my dead grandmother. She died.
Sorry.
Took the boat out.
I'm sorry for your loss.
It was 2 years ago. Took the boat out middle of the afternoon, you know, because you want to come back and have dinner. You want to come back and have dinner. You want to grieve together as a family. You want to sit down with your loved ones, break bread, break some Cheddar Bay biscuits together, and yeah, celebrate life. Not sadness. You want to celebrate life. You want to bite into a Cheddar Bay biscuit and talk about life and what a light she was in this world, all the great things that she did. As Red Lobster is slowly pulling you out of this sadness, they're pulling you up out of this sea of sadness, like 18 shrimps in the night. Red Lobster's doing that, dude, and they're saying, hey guys, I know you got a big party, and Ross, we know you, we've seen you in here a lot. Okay, I know your grandmother's dead, so you don't have to lead with Christ's party of 13. I'll take the bread and wine. You don't have to say that joke today. We got you. And everything you're going to have is your way today. And this is for your grandmother. And we're going to bring out the Cheddar Bay biscuits. We're going to celebrate her. We're going to bring out the whale bones. We're going to get the Admiral family feast going here. You know, your uncle got divorced and remarried some Italian chick. Yes, we're going to throw some linguine at her. You can get all those things there, and you can celebrate life no matter what that is, even if it's a dead grandmother, a new dog, a 7-year-old's championship baseball game. Red Lobster had everything for every occasion in this life, and now it's gone. And frankly, sorry, I didn't think I was going to get this choked up today. Frankly, I don't know that I want to live in this world right now. Like, I don't want to live in a world without Red Lobster. You know, I remember when this happened at Macaroni Grill down the street from my house. We lost that Macaroni Grill as well. And I had similar feelings now. Macaroni Grill still exists. They're fine. Numbers are up. Seafood is more expensive than pasta. I understand that. It's fine. But the location itself was closer to my house, and it was easier to get to. And there was something erotic about the double cracker pepper thing. Where's the two-hander, the cracker pepper. Oh, yeah, give me the two-hander, the cracker pepper. And you just have them keep going on the Caesar salad and all that stuff. But I'm having those same feelings and emotions when they took that out next to my house as well. And if you guys are out there and you guys are going through it and you're grieving with loved ones over Red Lobster, ask yourself this. Are you black if you're voting for Joe Biden this fall? Are you? Are you black? If you're voting for Joe Biden, he killed Red Lobster. Inflation killed Red Lobster. He's killing off menthol cigarettes. Grocery bills are higher than ever. Red Lobster was actually cheaper than going to your fucking grocery store. Are you black if you vote for Joe Biden this fall? Or are you a poor white trash? Like, because they want to keep food stamps too, you know? Are you a poor white trash or black person in this world if you're voting for Joe Biden? Answer's no. Because I tell you what, these last 4 years, dude, he's taking away menthol cigarettes, Red Lobster. There's a weird soda tax in New York. They're taking sodas off the streets, Skittles out of California. Which is ironic because you're tasting the fucking rainbow, and like that's full of all the people who fucking fly the rainbow shit. Like, that's all fucking weird. What's gonna be next? What if he's back in there for another 4 years? What's he gonna take out? Is he gonna get rid of watermelons? Is he gonna get rid of fried chicken? Is KFC gonna be gone? Ask yourself that when you go to the ballot box this fall, okay? Ask yourself what's next. Because right now, it's the little things. He's barely just taking them away from you. He's taking away that cigarette. He's taking away your fucking shrimp cocktail. What's next? What's coming down the fucking pike? I don't have that answer. What I do know is, a former president, number 45, who's currently on trial in New York today, who's so fucking beloved that a guy walked out in front of the courthouse, doused himself in gasoline, and set himself on fucking fire today. Okay, that's what love of a president is, lighting yourself on fucking fire, not trying to put out your menthol cigarettes, the opposite, torching yourself. So if you're out there this fall, light yourself on fire. Vote for Donald John Trump, because Joe Biden hates black people.